It's 8 o'clock in the morning at George's house in Tiverton. We join the family in the kitchen where George's mum is making pat lunches, while George and his younger brother Joe are finishing breakfast. Joe is humming tunelessly and tapping his fingers on the kitchen table. George looks very cross.
Stop doing that, you're so annoying!
George, he's only humming. Goodness, you are grumpy today.
Grumpy boots, grumpy boots, grumpy
boots. Shut up!
Whatever's the matter with you? Are you worried about something?
No!
Well, stop shouting at everybody. And go and get your school bag. And don't forget your PE things. It's Callista Sport today.
We now join George at school. It's the end of a literacy lesson. George's teacher, Mrs. Brent, is standing by the whiteboard.
Right, class, pack up your literacy books and put them in your drawers. Then go and get your PE bag from the cloakroom. We need to change quickly because the coach is already here.
George, what on earth is the matter?
I don't feel very well.
Oh, you've been fine all morning. I expect you'll feel a lot better when we get out in the fresh air. Off you go and get your PE things.
As George goes to get his things, still sobbing and sniffing, his two best friends, Fred and Pippa, try to cheer him up.
Come on, George, what's up?
I hate cluster sports.
Why? It's really good fun.
It may be for you, you're really good at sports.
But remember what Miss Brent said, it's not about the winning, it's about the taking part.
Only people who win say that.
But you're good at lots of things, George. You can't be good at everything.
You are?
No, I'm not. I'm hopeless at maths. Mrs. Brent has to go back over it with me every time we do something new.
Come on, you three, we need to get going.
I feel sick.
No, you don't. You're just nervous.
I know how you feel.
I feel like that when I have to do cutting. I just can't get the scissors to work, and I think everybody's laughing at me when I ask for help.
Of course we're not laughing at you. We're, like, helping you.
Well, we'll help you at Cluster Sports. Come on.
It's now the end of the afternoon and children have arrived back from Cluster Sports. Many have medals around their necks. Parents are waiting to collect them. Mr. Wells, the PE teacher, goes over to George's mum, Mrs. Clark.
We're all rather proud of George. He's a school hero today. You never ran the race, did you, George?
No, I was last.
So what did you get the medal for? Not for coming last.
No, it's because our team won and I was team captain.
George may not be our fastest year four, Mrs. Clark, but he's really good at tactics. And as a captain, it was up to him to pick the relay team.
Mr. Wells thought Fred should go first in the relay, but I thought he should go at number three because I noticed that the other teams had put their weakest runner third.
And George was absolutely right. Fred created such a huge lead that no one could catch us on the fourth leg.
Wow, George. I never thought I'd be hugging a winning sports captain.
Nor did I.
George and his mum head for the car. George is clutching his medal. He remembers what his friends say.
You can't be good at everything.
It's not about the winning, but the taking part.
And he quietly and confidently smiles to himself.